Now, while Plato invented or collected and dutifully captured the whole of power's playbook, and truly his influence, the influence of his thoughts in being embraced and reverenced, cherished by those who needed to believe in a larger historical, quote unquote, meaning to their misanthropy, cannot be overestimated. Perhaps especially in his encouraging child abandonment and infanticide. It created a need to prove worth that continuously seeds and rebirths misanthropy, which power needs for class to exist. So while Plato provided the playbook, thereby systematizing, making more efficient power's ruthlessness, once we started to read their texts, the legitimizations of rule, power had to hold their place closer to the chest and dress patent totalitarian hatred in the cloth of false righteousness, i.e. they had to hide. Miklos has carefully captured and recorded, documented power unbound by such niceties as public image or opinion. Even Hitler, and maybe we'll have to look at Mein Kampf, I bet it's easier to stomach than the Republic. Even Hitler could not publicly embrace and display, as Miklos says, the deviousness that the lordly lie, quote unquote, licenses. The systematic sculpting of such a monstrous, in terms of scale, false reality, though it's dwarfed by the monumental overall con of class itself, of which it's a subset, to dupe and subdue the people with. These guys, Plato's tribe, depend on their ability to hide. Miklos shines bright the limelight. Let's give him our endless gratitude. Continuing with Miklos. Because of their blood, the Jews were harmful to that great race. This is the nutty master race theory. Moreover, they were dangerous because their teachers, their artists, their merchants and financiers had become so powerful. They threatened to enslave the whole of Europe. By destroying this race, the Third Reich's first Führer had given his name immortal stature and gained the respect and gratitude of all the civilized nations of the world. It was on the basis of these nonsensical theories that the Nazis waged their war against the rest of the world and destroyed, after deportation, literally all of Europe's Jews, down to the last born suckling babe. Everything in Germany was false. They called this war a crusade. In their eyes, the whole of Russia was a savage steppe, peopled by Mongolian barbarians, themselves a threat to civilization. France was a syphilitic nation, well on its way to dissolution. The English, from their prime minister on down, were all incurable alcoholics, suffering for the most part from delirium tremens, while the Japanese, on the other hand, who most people would be inclined to classify as Mongolians, were considered respectable Aryans, because the exigencies of the moment demanded it. Their whole outlook on life was a lie. Their daughters and war widows would bear children by any man and receive the thanks of the state for doing so. Children so born could take the name their mother chose for them from among the names of those men, often numerous, to whom she had given herself. The multiplication of the race demanded it. Their cynicism was complete and terrible. Details like the lying signs outside the underground chambers of the crematoriums that announced in seven languages baths, whereas in reality they were gas chambers. The boxes of Cyclon gas, and an interjection from the translator. He writes, in reply to a query concerning the origin and composition of Cyclon gas, Dr. Neasley wrote that it was manufactured during the war by IG Farben Company, and that although it was classified as Geheimmittel, that is, confidential or secret, he was able to ascertain that the name Cyclon came from the abbreviation of its essential elements, cyanide, chlorine, and nitrogen. During the Nuremberg trials, the Farben Company claimed that it had been manufactured only as a disinfectant. However, As Dr. Neasley pointed out in his testimony, there were two types of cyclone in existence, type A and type B. They came in identical containers. Only the marking A and B differentiated them. Type A was a disinfectant. Type B was used to exterminate millions. Continuing with Miklos. The boxes of cyclone gas, which were labeled poison for the destruction of parasites, the parasites being, of course, the untold thousands of innocent Jews murdered in the space of a few minutes. Who knows just how far the lie went? Maybe indeed the signs on the Katzet's electric barbed wire also lied. Perhaps there really was no 6,000 volt current running through it. But no, that was no lie. For I remembered having seen Oberscharführer Moosefield's giant wolfhound run into the fence one day, at a point not far from the crematorium gate, and die instantly, electrocuted. My interjection, the abandoned child must believe in his supposed superiority, and particularly that he is smarter, quote-unquote, than everyone else. The in-joke used to foster and strengthen totalitarian tribal loyalty is then elevated above itself by means of Plato's lordly lie. This sad, sick artifact of abandonment is alive and visible all around us today. Sick jokes that we occasionally hear tell of from the lower ranks of the faithful. But trust, those are but the tip of a very large iceberg of soullessness. I'm sure we'll be coming back to this.